I'm sure that most of you who have traveled on Route 22 and gone just north of Millerton, New York, have noticed the beautiful farm and also the small farm store that's on the right as you're just about leaving Dutchess County into Columbia County. And that is actually the store that you're seeing there is Willowbrook Farms. And that's the farm store that we talk about here on the radio. It is a third generation farm, as a matter of fact. And we have right now Kenneth Beneke with us. Ken, three generations. Obviously, you're the third generation that's operating the farm now, right?
Yes.
I have to ask you this because it's not, I've known Dave Teeter for a long time and spoken to a lot of farmers and everything like that. It's you're your own boss, but boy, it's not an easy thing to operate a farm nowadays, especially with a competition that you get from the bigger farms. But you really have seemed to have carved out a nice niche for yourself in our local area.
Yes, as my grandfather came up from the city, he was a delicatessen, and he purchased the farm back in 1943, and we had to try to do something a little bit different with the way the milk prices are in today's world. So we had to kind of move to doing a farm store, doing other creative ideas that you had to try to survive.
Well, you know, it's almost like and I hate to say this because it's not a negative, a tourist attraction. A couple of times when I go there every summer and stock up, I have failed to be there yet when I go on a Friday or a Saturday where there aren't a lot of people from New York City that are traveling north that pull in and stop in.
Yes, that's probably our main clientele, I guess. It's very seasonal, so we have to kind of really focus on it for 4 months.
Well, let's talk about something that's seasonal that's coming up, which everybody enjoys, doesn't matter where you're from, and that are corn mazes. And you are putting in a pretty incredible corn maze that's going to be open starting September 6th. Let's talk a little bit about the corn maze. I've known farmers that have put in corn mazes. How long did you work on this, getting it together on paper and then transferring it, you know, to the actual ground that it's on?
Well, the whole thought process of it was a couple years ago I did it just fooling around and not really thinking about it too much. And excuse me. And this year I talked to a fellow that does corn mazes all over the country and all actually outside of the country also, Ben Herps from themaze.com. He goes with the GPS and does it all. And I talked to him quite a bit about it, and I decided I probably could do it myself. So what I did is when we planted the corn, the field is as smooth as can be, like we would put down a seeding of grass or anything. And then I planted it both directions, so it was very thick. And then at about 10 inches tall, I went out and staked the boundaries of the field, so the boundaries of the sketch that we drew. And then the sketch that I drew, I kind of just went out with my zero-turn lawnmower and started mowing it.
Sounds so simple, but it's not really simple at all.
No. So what happens is you go in there and you got to kind of, I have the picture in front of me. The way that the guy from Utah does it is he has a GPS on his zero-turn.
Yep.
So he can actually direct himself. And I was just kind of going by the feel of the field. And I guess I got it right. So I was really worried about some of the pictures on the maze that we have that weren't correct, but it actually came out really great.
So how long did it take you to mow it when you finally got to mow it?
So the first time it took about 4 or 5 hours with a lawnmower, but then you have to go back like a couple weeks later because the corn, because it hasn't matured, it wants to keep on growing.
Yeah.
So you have to keep on mowing it down. I did that like 3 times, and then one of the guys on the farm and I went out with the weed eater and trimmed up the sides of the actual path through the maze so that the leaves aren't interfering with your face and stuff.
All right. So now this is going to open up on September 6th?
September 6th.
What days is it going to be open?
What I want to do is I want to do it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, open to the public, And then on during the week, if anybody would like to have tours of it or school groups, anything sort of like a bulk group would come in through the week, we would do it then.
All right. And if there's any school or daycare centers that are listening now and they want a phone number where they can contact you in case they want to do that, what's the best phone number to reach you for that?
The best phone number to reach us is 518-789-3043. And we also have our Facebook page. We have a website. That's the Farm Store at Willowbrook.
All right, and people can go there either one of the way. All right, so now a little bit more on the Farm Store itself, which, like I said, I think you have a pretty amazing collection of meats there. Talk about some of the products that are at that Farm Store, because it may look like a little Farm Store from the outside, but I am amazed at the amount of inventory, and also I bought some incredible pies there as well. So let's talk a little bit about the inventory.
Well, when we started the Farm Store, we just had kind of a free choice out in front of the roadside stand, with our sweet corn. And then as I was, getting more involved in the farm and doing stuff, we wanted to focus on maybe sharing our beef and pork with the public. So we have beef, pork. We have our own milk from Hudson Valley Fresh that we're one of the nine farmer members that ship to Hudson Valley Fresh. And my sister is in charge of all the ordering of all the products that she does. So she does the vegetables, she does the cheeses. There's ice cream that we sell. And then there's also a lot of gifts that she's more intel to.
Yeah, it is a nice little, you can get, like you said, from gifts that are knickknacks to pastries and pies. And like I said, I was really impressed with the meat. I purchased it a couple different times over the past last summer and this summer, and when I had people over the house for a barbecue, really was really amazing. So I tell people that if they're looking for something a little different and from our area, because people are now so product conscious that they shouldn't take the size of your store and look at it and go buy it, because you've got some really amazing product that you're putting out that you've done right there on the farm.
Right. So the pork and beef that we do, we only process probably 6 to 8 animals a year, so it's very minimal. I mean, we don't have a lot of sales like a commercial grocery store. And I really focus on having the best product that we have in the store. So we have an Angus Wagyu cross beef and a Berkshire pork. That we raise. So everyone is, individually taken care of. Our butcher that we deal with, Joe Malafi, from Red Hook, he is very particular in the meat that he cuts. And he'll actually bring you right and show you the whole process as he's doing it. So it's you know what you're getting every time you send an animal there.
We're talking with Ken Beneke from Willowbrook Farm, the Willowbrook Farm Store. What are the days and hours the farm store is open, Ken?
So we're open Thursday to Monday from 10 to 6.
Yeah, I can imagine that this is probably going to be a real big week and weekend for you as well.
Yes.
So that is the farm store at Willowbrook Farm. Once again, you've got your own Facebook page. All people have to do is look for the farm store at Willowbrook, and on Facebook, just search Willowbrook Farms. That's three words, Willowbrook Farms. And if you type in Willowbrook Farms, even if you have no idea about the internet, just type it in the address bar. It'll come right up. And once again, the phone number for people if they want more information
is 518-789-3043.
All right, well, have a great weekend. That maze opens up on September 6th, and people should call for more information. Ken, thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Well, thank you very much for contacting me.